Told him to build it, and he kept us waiting a year. And then I got a man to come out here that was a good woodworker, wonderful somebody. And so he come and measured up and told he could build it at home, but said he couldn't, and he come built it into the house. Built it right in there.
Yeah.
And that's just some of the stuff. There's some back here behind you.
Yeah. What do you call that thing there?
It's an old time death, brother boy. God knows how old it is. Our boy, when he was in college, Well, the kids would have things in school living there, you know, and when one would finish and get out, the others would buy him out what they needed he had, see. So when my boy finished, I said, "Don't sell nothing, son. I'll pay you for everything." And so I drove up there and set the truck up there, a man with a truck, and a great big cattle truck, and they loaded it all on.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought it here and stored it. Then when he started the housekeeping, I give it back to him, all of it. But he didn't want to take this with him. He said that was too nice and too good. So his books is stored here and one around there and things, his doctor books and things. And so that was his, and he left it here, wouldn't take it back because he said no telling what would happen to it and his if he got it home, so he knew we could appreciate it. So he made me keep that. And his old his daddy-in-law, as a millionaire in Kentucky. We married a girl from Kentucky, the boy did. And so he come down and I met him up there and he said, "Did you bought out Mac and give it all back to him?" and so he told me if I'd get the children and take care of them, the doctor's children and his daughter's children, what all he'd do for me.
Uh-huh.
Put a maid here to tend to them, a cook. The maid put all the groceries on the table for one of us. In other words, I'd get rich taking care of the four children. I'd be able to have had them now about 15, 16 years. He got his first nickel to give me. But we got saved, don't worry. Got one of them's finished school now, and he's at Lockheed's Motor Company, getting about better than $1,500 a month to start off with. And the other boy was here this morning, and he's finished his biology course and taking up his master's now. And of course he's off. And he taking a stroll up through your country and everywhere walking. Everybody picked him up. He never got to walk nowhere. He just picked him up and carried him wherever he wanted to go.
Hmm.
Finally got to a town, couldn't find no hotel to sleep. They carried him to jail and he slept in jail that night. Next morning they carried him down and bought him a big breakfast and things and gave him and carried him out on the road for he to catch a ride to go on where he's going. He'd been all over North Carolina and South Carolina and Washington and everywhere. He just come in the other day. Just to hide it, he wanted to just see the country and packed him a little back and put it on his back and hit out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But he gets this Geographic magazine, and he's read them all 10 years or longer, and he just read all about them places and he wanted to go see some of them. So, said while he was single, and he's 25, I believe, while he was single, he was going to not tie it up with nobody, he's going to walk around and see something.
Mr. What do you call the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it?
Wait a minute. Chiffarobe, I believe.
Chiffarobe?
Yeah.
And the stuff in the house, like the stuff in this room you call the furnishings in this room, the stuff in it, you know what you call that? You have a name for that?
Well, it's living room furniture is all I know, different kind of furniture to set up a living room.